than 30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to the Huron Arena. Matt Watson for a couple of championship games in the 281. Thanks for joining us here on Dakota Sports. Thanks again to our 281 tournament sponsors, Alpita Co-op, Kurtz Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors of Huron and Mitchell, W. Westernware, and Hegg Insurance Agency. Now, our area sports sponsors are with us all season long through football and basketball. Shooters and Wolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, brings us the reading of the officials. Gary Zell Auto Glass is our post-game sponsor, and the Mirror Family Hair Care will bring us in-game scoreboard updates. Tonight we'll have back-to-back championship games involving the same teams. The 281 Conference Girls Championship, top seed Wessington Springs against number 2 Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The 281 Conference Boys Championship, top seed Wessington Springs against 3 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Thanks again to our area sponsors, which we just mentioned, and then our specialty sponsors just for specific areas. This is, for example, Wolsey Wessington, Onward Wolsey Business Association, and American Family Insurance. James Valley Christian's got Ben Meyer Auction Service and Hitchcock Two-Layer Stretches Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot. We're down to our final two games of an eight-game schedule today on Dakota Sports. 281 Conference Girls Championship, top-seeded Wessington Springs. Jason Kolosik and the Spartan Girls come in at 7-2. They beat Sunshine Bible in the opening round, 51-14. Beat JBC in round 2, 41-39. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the Blackhawks, head coach Rob Baruth, they're 8-2 on the year. They beat Wolsey Wessington in the opening round, 50-35, and beat Iroquois Lake Preston in round 2, 44-40. And while we're rattling off scores, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering services for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoos, sets, eyelash extensions. Stop in or call Lori for an appointment at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628 or the Mirror does accept walk-ins. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. And they bring us our scoreboard update, so let's run through our scoreboard thus far here today. We started out at 9 o'clock this morning with a girls' 7th place game. Hitchcock Two-Layer the win there over Sunshine Bible, 49-24. Then we went to a boys' 7th place game. That was number 7, Iroquois Lake Preston, outlasting number 8, Sunshine Bible, 66-61 in overtime. The girls' consolation title went to Wolsey Wessington. They beat Highmore Herald in overtime, 52-47. The consolation boys' championship, a Highmore Herald win over Hitchcock Two-Layer, 67-53. The girls' third-place game went to James Valley Christian, as you heard earlier, 61-46 over Iroquois Lake Preston. The boys' third-place game won by Wolsey Wessington over James Valley Christian, 64-49. And we got our girls' and boys' championship set up again between the same schools. Top seed Wessington Springs in both the boys and the girls. The girls will take on number 2, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The boys will take on the number 3 Blackhawks in the boys' championship game. So that's a full check of the scoreboard, and it's brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Our reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll take a 60-second break and come back with the reading of those officials on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, bringing us the reading of the officials. We got Brad McGurr, Greg Stroh, and Jordan Knopf, our officials for the girls' championship game. Again, Brad McGurr, Greg Stroh, and Jordan Knopf, your law on the floor. And as always, the officiating crew brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Getting ready for a girls 2A1 conference championship. Top seed Washington Springs, 2 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Robert Ruth and the Blackhawks, 8-2 on the year. B. Wolsey Westington, round one. Iroquois Lake Preston, round two. Bench players, the reserves for the Blackhawks include Mackenzie Schley, Callie Holfer, Cammie Edwards, Addie Baruth, Tori Hoffman, Hudson Foberg, Emily Lindgren, Macy Bay, and Miley Adams. Kenzie Baruth on the list, but is out with a broken ankle. Top five. Your starters, number 5, 6-foot sophomore Liz Boucher. Number 10, 6-foot senior Kennedy Oshner. Number 20, 5-foot 6-inch senior Carol Wormstead. Number 23, 5-foot 9-inch senior Cameron Oshner. And number 24, 5-foot 10-inch senior J.C. Baruth. Again, Boucher, Oshner, Wormstead, Oshner, Baruth. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will wear the black unis with the navy numbers. Oh, boy, that's going to be a fun one. I think I know most of these girls by looking at them, so hopefully I can keep up. Top seed, Westwood Springs, the Spartans, Jason Kolosik, they're 7-2. Beat SBA in round one, JBC in round two. Kolosik and the Spartans have off the bench Mason Mebius, Mariah Mesmer, Ashlyn Weber, Addison Orth, Kendall Kolosik, Logan Moling, Caitlin Braun, and Ella Kolosik. Jason and the Spartans will start. Number 3, 5'11 senior Carissa Scheel. Number 13, 5'4 senior Rayleigh Fagerhog. Number 23, 5'3 senior Alyssa Gross. Number 35, 5'6 sophomore Kirsten Heim. And number 50, 6'2 senior Avery Orth. Scheel, Fagerhog, Gross, Heim, and Orth. They'll wear the white unis with the navy numbers and the gold outline. Got about a minute or so on the floor. In fact, they might just freeze that and get right into our starting lineups here as we are set for a girls 281 conference championship. And if you're noticing, way behind schedule. Yeah, we had a couple of overtime games earlier on in the day. We had that girls consolation championship went to overtime. The boys' seventh place game went to overtime. So running a little bit behind here as we get ready to tip off probably pretty close to 7 o'clock. About an hour behind schedule. Let's send it back to the studios for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll be about ready for tip-off. It's a girls 281 championship game. Second-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket, top-seeded Washington Springs, locking it up for a 281 title. In a two-minute timeout on 1210 KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena, set for a girls 281 conference championship. The top two seeds moving into the championship game here tonight. Lexington Springs 7-2, Sanborn Central Woonsocket at 8-2. They're announcing Sanborn Central Woonsocket, or Lexington Springs, rather, Lexington Springs starters here as we speak, and we'll be ready for tip-off. And remember, a boys 281 conference championship will come your way after this one. So hang out. We got an evening of basketball here and running a little bit behind schedule, trying to catch things up here. Of course, the team's not concerned with the schedule so much, but we'll see. That last game, I think, went a little bit, maybe like 2 minutes faster than scheduled. Orth in the center circle. She's opposed by, I think, Boucher. Yep, tip is up into the backcourt. Washington Springs will have the first look. Alyssa Gross in the backcourt, down in the right corner, leaves it off for Fingerhug. Actually, we might have had a change in the starting lineup. We did. Ashlyn Weber starting tonight. We'll see who didn't. Here's Orth leading in. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And it appears that Rayleigh Fagerhog did not start this evening. Here's a loose ball and a couple players after it. And the Blackhawks are going to get it, but they're out of bounds. So Westwood Springs will get it back. 281 Conference Girls Championship underway, 7:24 to play opening quarter. Just getting started here at the Huron Arena. No score between Lexington Springs and Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Remember, the boys from these same two schools will play for a 281 title after this. Gross on the wing, ball knocked away by Kennedy Oshner, and now a couple of players on the deck. They'll scoop it out to Scheel, and Lexington Springs will hold on to it. Here's Kirsten Heim on the wing, blows past the defender and lays it up and in. The defender did not see that coming. And now the Blackhawks going to turn it over. A pass is too tall for Kennedy Oshner. And out of bounds. So changes here early for Baruth. Cameron Oshner is going to come out. That'll bring Callie Hofer in. Inbounds for Alyssa Gross. Gross in the backcourt. 2-0 Spartans. Gross top of the key. Kind of backing down. Out on the right wing. A pass for Ashlyn Weber. Weber, a couple of dribbles, looking inside for Heim. They get Orth out of the paint. Heim down there trying to post up a little bit. Now they'll run Orth down the middle of the lane. Gross drops the pass in. Boucher took it away. Liz Boucher the other way for the Blackhawks. She'll go all the way to the basket and get the basket and one. Western Springs was hoping for the offensive foul, but couldn't quite get set there, and we'll have a foul instead, I think, on Alyssa Gross. First of the night. O'Shea trying to convert on the old-fashioned three-pointer and does. 3-2 Blackhawks, 6:31 to play first quarter. Girls 281 championship, and Washington Springs turns it over. The inbounds pass went over Gross's head and was well out in front of Weber. I'm not sure what exactly the plan was there. Either way, the Blackhawks will have it. A minute and a half in, they lead 3-2 and now inbounding it on their end. Out near the timeline is Callie Hofer. Hofer on the left wing for Wormstead. Wormstead top of the key, Boucher. Now right side, here's a three. That one is up and in for Callie Hofer. Well, they switch Hofer in off the bench early, and it pays off. Knocks down the big three. Here's a two on the baseline. That one is good for Ashlyn Weber. And Weber has her first basket. There's a ball inbounded, knocked out of bounds. Oh, and they're going to say it's off Boucher. So Washington Springs going to have it. Ron Baruth out on the floor, pleading with off. The one official about who touched it last, he says no. Ball off the Blackhawks. Here's Orr setting the screen for Shield. Shield steps back for three. That one came up short. Rebound squirts all the way out to Heim on the right wing, and they'll get another look. Caught iron, too, so a fresh shot clock. Avery Orth inside. Here comes the double. Turns and fires the jumper, and that one is good from 8 feet. So Orth has her first basket, and we're tied at six. Washington Springs, some full-court pressure here across the timeline. It's Kennedy Oshner. Oshner just across midcourt, right corner for Boucher. Boucher inside. Oshner across the timeline. Ball tipped, but hauled in by Kennedy. Right wing, Boucher for three. No good. And Orth has the rebound go off her and out of bounds. Thought she was going to be there for the rebound, but it didn't catch iron. Went right through off her hands and out of bounds. Blackhawks 14 on the shot clock. That did not reset the shot clock here. Wormstead just left to the top of the key right corner. Boucher thinking baseline. Drives past one ball, tipped by Scheel and into the hands of Orth. Gross back to Carissa Scheel. Scheel across the timeline. Gives it back to Alyssa Gross, and Gross with just under 5 minutes to play in the first, tied at six. Washington Springs looking to regain the lead. They led 2-0. Heim looking baseline, back and down, runs into a double team, kicks it out to Gross. Gross's shot blocked out of bounds by Kennedy Oshner. With authority, I might add, Washington Springs will inbound. 13 on the shot clock, 4:41 to play first quarter, tied at 6 in the girls 281 conference championship. Inside Orth over the defender and in. Avery with her second basket, 8-6 Spartans back in the lead. Here's a inbounds to Boucher to Cam Oshner across the timeline, tipped by Scheel, but then tipped by the Blackhawks and out of bounds. So Washington Springs will have it again. Coach Kolosic calling out the play with 4:27 left in the first. Spartans 8, Blackhawks 6. Alyssa Gross across the timeline as the Spartans look to make it a couple of possessions here early on. Weber from the corner off to Gross. Gross working off the Orth screen. Will pop the long two. No good. Long rebound, though. Gross will take it herself. Puts it right back up. It won't go again. Orth this time the rebound, and she is fouled or a jump ball. It'll be a jump ball, and it'll be for the Blackhawks. Comes Fagerhaug in. She'll replace Weber. Also getting a break is J.C. Baruth. I assume Mackenzie Schley on that switch, or maybe not. Across the timeline, here's Kelly Hofer. Hofer down in the right corner. Drive Boucher outside Wormstead for three. That one no good. Offensive rebound, Cam Oshner. Right wing, here's another three. And Callie Hofer again is good. So Hofer with her second three. She's got 6 of the 9 points. And it's 9-8, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Shot over the backboard, but she was fouled. So Alyssa Gross going to the free throw line. Fouls called on number 5, Liz Boucher. That's her first of the night on Sanborn Central. Alyssa Gross to the line. Alyssa Springs. first free throw is up and in. Ties us at 9 and a chance to regain the lead for the Spartans. Kennedy Oshner checks out. J.C. Baruth back on for the Blackhawks. Gross second free throw up and in. 10-9, Washington Springs back on top. 3:25 left opening quarter. Here's Boche in the backcourt and trap now. The Washington Springs defense doing a pretty good job. They did get it across the timeline to Cameron Oshner. Cameron cross court on the baseline for Wormstead. She has to kick it out and does to Boche. Boche going right at you, or it's the block and a foul. Avery Orts first, second on the team to the free throw line with Liz Boche. Boche, 3 points early, converted on an old-fashioned three to start the scoring for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. First free throw here is no good. Blackhawks 1-2 from the line. Spartans 2-for-2. 10-9, Washington Springs. Boche a chance to tie us back up with 3:13 to play in the first quarter. Second free throw is up, and we're tied at 10. Fourth, the inbounds to Scheel. Full court pressure from both squads here, running baseline to baseline in the 281 Girls Conference Championship. Here's Fagerhaug around to Weber, top of the key, Gross. Lob inside for Scheel. Scheel blocked by Baruth, picked up by Cameron Oshner. Oshner the other way, and we'll leave it for Callie Holford. Callie Holford, top of the key, left side, drives all the way down to the baseline. Back out to Boche. Scheel drive, split a double team. Scheel ripped it and knocked it out of bounds. Kennedy Oshner back on. Callie Holford will get a rest. Holford a couple of threes in her appearance here. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the inbounds. Kennedy Oshner cross court inside for Boche. Boche flips one up. Shot won't go. She went down. No call. And now a whistle. I think that's going on the Blackhawks anyway, as J.C. Baruth tried to fight the rebound away after Boche had gone down. It'll be the second on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. First on J.C. Baruth. Tied at 10, 2.5 to play opening quarter. Scheel gets the inbounds from Gross right back to Alyssa, and Gross heads for midcourt. Some light pressure from Sanborn Central Woonsocket in about the three-quarters court. They just keep an eye on that inbounds. Maybe if you don't knock that away, you get back and play D. Scheel over to Orth. Orth just right at the top of the key. Looks at backing him down. Back outside to Gross. Lobs it right back in. Orth goes up. Blocked by Boche. Ball picked up by Wormstead. Back to Liz and Boche. Coast to coast. Shot won't go, but a foul called. Gross trying to step in and draw the charge. Instead, we'll pick up her second foul. So Western Springs been called for three fouls here in this quarter. Oh, and I guess Gross is first. I had her down for two. Oh, no, wait, they put it up on the wrong side. So they called it. Well, they got two up on the board. There is no two, so I'm slightly confused. I think it's the second for Alyssa Gross. Either way, the Blackhawks ended up turning it over, throwing it out of bounds. So the Spartans with the basketball tied at 10. 1:45 left opening quarter. Scheel top of the key, right wing to Gross. Fagerhaug, left side now for Scheel. Scheel still working outside the three-point line. Scheel on the left corner, guarded by Kennedy Oshner. Gross back to Scheel. Quick three. No good. Pops up off the heel. High up in the air. J.C. Baruth will haul that in. Baruth ahead to Kelly Holford. Holford out on the left wing for Baruth. J.C. on the dribble. Looks at a three. Won't fire. Drives to the free throw line. Back outside to Kennedy Oshner. Oshner inside. And somebody had the ball knocked away there, and I don't know what the call is here. I thought maybe jump ball, but no, we're going to have a foul. It'll go on Washington Springs. Kirsten Heim back in for the Spartans. Kendall Kolosik in for the first time. Scheel and Gross will check out. Mackenzie Schley out for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Kennedy Ochsner, Cameron Ochsner, Callie Hofer still on. There's Boshe at the top of the key. Inside of a minute left first quarter, tied at 10, 20 on the shot clock. Here's Kennedy Ochsner into the corner, shut down, back outside. Boshe for three, got it. Liz Boshe with 7 of the 13 Blackhawk points, 13-10, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 35 seconds to play opening quarter, a couple of seconds differential here between the game clock and the shot clock. Left wing Fagerhaug had to go through her hands, but she found the handle. Left side, scoops it to Orth. Orth fighting her way in, can't get it to go. Had her own rebound, had to go off her hands, picked up by Cameron Ochsner. Cameron racing the other way, now we'll slow it up and wait for the rest of the Blackhawks. Here's Boshe on the wing. Inside for Baruth, working the up, working the under, got the bucket. J.C. Baruth, her first basket. 15-10 Blackhawks. Looks like we're going to have a half-court heave. And it's no good, and that's it for one quarter. After a quarter of the girls' 281 Conference Championship game, Sanborn Central leads Weston Springs 15-10. We're back in a minute with the second quarter, 1 minute on KOKK.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Second seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket 15. Top seed Weston Springs 10. Spartans 2-2 from the line. Blackhawks 2-3. Sanborn Central Woonsocket led by Liz Boshe with 7. Callie Hofer 6. Spartans have Avery Orth with 4 and 3 players with 2. Weston Springs will start the second quarter with the possession arrow. Gross top of the key, left wing Heim back to Alyssa Gross, working off the Orth screen. Finds Kendall Kolosik back to Gross. And this pass in between Kolosik and Heim, nobody after it, and Baruth will get tied up with Kolosik, and the jump ball, of course, will go to Sanborn Central Woonsocket as Weston Springs just had it off the possession arrow, or off the quarter break. 15-10, Blackhawks a chance to expand their lead with 7:39 left in the half. Right corner, Baruth. Pass tipped. Heim knocked it right back into Baruth's hand. Heim swings it out to Wormstead. Left wing, here's another three for Hofer. No good. Heim the rebound. She'll clear that board and just take it up court as Gross is defended well by Hofer. Kendall Kolosik back to Gross. Bounces it over right wing to Ashlyn Weber. Top of the key, Heim. Heim inside. Weber had it knocked out of her hands. Now three players on the deck. Boshe comes out with it. So still 15-10 Blackhawks. Minute gone in the second, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket another chance to extend their lead. A pass inside, knocked away, and a foul called. And that one will go on Ashlyn Weber. That's the first of the second quarter, her first of the night. Kelly Hofer to the line. First free throw is no good. Blackhawks 2-4 from the line. Here comes Scheel back in to replace Kendall Kolosik. Hofer another chance here to extend the lead. Second free throw no good. Orth on the rebound. So it'll stay a five-point game. 15-10 Blackhawks. 6:44 to play first half. Left wing Weber. Weber up top for Scheel, and Scheel passes it over to Gross and almost threw it over her head. Gross had to tiptoe the out-of-bounds line. They'll get it into Orth, and now Kolosic wants a timeout. 15-10, Blackhawks, 6.5 to play first half. Spartan ball when we come back. Let's see, how big of a timeout does he want? Let's call it a minute. Back in a minute on KOKK.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping. And shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back to the Huron Arena, still 15-10. Blackhawks, a couple of missed free throws here in the quarter. Western Springs without an attempt. Heim the inbounds to Weber. Weber going to pop a three. And that one is good. Ashlyn Weber. Wait a minute. That was Alyssa Gross. Let's go Alyssa Gross. Alyssa Gross for three. Her second basket, she's got five. Well, her first basket, she's got a couple of free throws. So 15-13. Blackhawks lead is two. Sanborn Central wound socket into Boucher. Boucher turns into a double team and still fires it up and in. Nine for Boucher. 17-13, Blackhawks by four. Across the timeline they go. Inside for Scheel. Scheel shot. No good. Got her own rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Sanborn Central wound socket. Baruth subs in. Cameron Oshner for Kennedy Oshner. Alyssa Gross will inbound for the Spartans. Bring it in the corner. Quick three from Weber. No good. Rebound by Cam Oshner. Cameron to Boucher. Across the timeline, it's Callie Hofer. Hofer dribbles down right corner, working off the screen from Boucher. Has to end up kicking it back to Liz on the wing right side. Here's Cameron Oshner. Fakes on the three. Drives. Shot won't go. Foul. No travel. And a turnover back to the Spartans. Spartans down four with 5.5 to play in the first half. Western Springs has not led much of this game at all. And, of course, right here, down four. Can get it back to a possession, though, with Weber, or Gross, rather, across the timeline. Scheel, left wing, or no, Heim open for three. Blocked. Wow. Recovering quickly was Boucher to block that one. They'll go the other way. Boucher looking inside for Oshner, knocked out by the Spartans. Megerhog back on for Weber. Looks like Wormstead and Baruth out. Quick shot on the inbounds by Sanborn Central wound socket, and that is good for Cameron Oshner. Oshner has her first basket. It's 19-13. Kolosic wants another timeout. 6-point lead for the Blackhawks. 4:55 to play first half. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supply is your one-stop feed store.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. 4:55 remaining here in the first half of the Girls 281 Conference Championship game. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at 19, Lexington Springs 13. Blackhawks have led a good majority of this game thus far. Biggest lead has been 6. Sheil out near the timeline, left wing, Heim looks at 3, nope, drives. Stuck on the baseline, lost it out of bounds. Kennedy Ochsner reached in, tied it up for a moment. When Heim went to pull it away, Ochsner let go, and Heim just ended up kind of throwing it out of bounds. Rob Ruth trying to work the official on the sideline as he's trying to hand off the ball for the inbounds, so he definitely got an opinion about something. Kennedy Ochsner, top of the key, left wing for Cameron. Cross court, it goes off the foot of Baruth, and a couple of players on the deck. Jump ball will go to the Spartans. 4:23 left in the first half. Blackhawks still that 19-13 lead. A single three in the quarter for Alyssa Gross. A couple of twos for the Blackhawks, Fauché and Cam Ochsner. Alyssa Gross across the timeline. Right wing, Riley Fagerhaug. Here's Orth, free throw line jumper, no good. Fagerhaug in for the offensive rebound. Let's try it again. It hits the heel and pops up, falls straight in. So Rayleigh with her first bucket. Down to a 4-point Blackhawk lead. Baseline drive, Ochsner trying to finish, can't get it to go. Rebound for Ruth, blocked and I guess fouled by Avery Orth. Avery second. Second on the team here in the second quarter. 3:56 remaining in the half. J.C. Baruth to the free throw line. Couple of free ones. First is up and in. Blackhawks 3-6 from the line tonight. Callie Hofer checks out. Mackenzie Schley back on. Second free throw for Baruth. No good. Orth on the rebound. 20-15. Sanborn Central Woonsocket leads by 5. Heim, left wing, looks at 3, won't let fly, and a foul at the top of the key. Gross got the pass, and Cameron Ochsner immediately came up and started hassling her, and that didn't take long for the official to call that one. For Cam Ochsner, it's her second. Drive inside. They get it to Orth. Orth can't hit the shot, but a long rebound, she'll get it herself. Fighting her way back up in the middle of a double team, and they call the travel on Orth. Fauché there, Baruth there, Ochsner there. Well, they're going to get Orth out of the game and talk things over quickly with 3:36 to play in the half. 20-15, Blackhawks. Right wing, Fauché. Fauché calling for the screen. Loses, Sheil drive, shot from 6 feet is good. Fauché 4 in the quarter, 11 in the game. Got her team up 7, 22-15, biggest lead of the night for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Inside a pass here to Western Springs, Addison Orth, and it's knocked away and taken right out of her hands here by Cameron Ochsner. So Sanborn Central Woonsocket starting to pull away a little bit here. Here's a 3. That one no good. Rebound, Kirsten Heim. Heim will slow it up. Oh, might have got away with a double dribble there. I think she put it on her hip for a hot second. Krista Sheil for 3. No good. Long rebound in the corner. 4 players after it. It comes out to Baruch. She lost it. Picked up by Sheil. Out to Gross. Gross on the baseline. Here's a long 2 in the air and no good. For Fagerhaug, another offensive rebound. It's Alyssa Gross again. She'll pop the jumper. No good. Fauché the rebound, and she's off and running. One-on-one with Heim. Steps around her, lays it up and in. Fauché with 13. The lead is 9. 24-15 Blackhawks. Sanborn Central Woonsocket and enjoying their biggest lead, 2:10 before the half. Throws for three, no good. Ochsner the rebound. Cameron Ochsner turns and heads up court for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Sets up top of the key. Blackhawks looking to open up a double-digit lead. Here's Boucher on the wing, right side. Lob for Kennedy Ochsner, just right of the top. Hits a cutting Boucher. Boucher fires the jumper halfway through the lane, no good. Gross the rebound. Gross back across the timeline. Gross going coast to coast. Lost it at the last second, and it flew right into Addison Orth's hands, and she puts it up and in. Sometimes it don't got to look pretty. It's just got to go in. 27-14. A 7-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Inside Boucher. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Gross. Gross back across the timeline. Stops the dribble. Got to give it up. And does to Addison Orth at the free throw line. Addison inside to Fagerhog, and she's fouled on the way up. So Rayleigh Fagerhog will shoot a couple of free throws with a minute 12 to play here in the first half. Foul is on Chasey Baruth, and that'll be her second. So her and Ochsner two apiece, Gross and Orth two apiece for Wessington Springs. First free throw for Fagerhog is good. Addison Orth comes out as Avery checks back in. Changes for Sanborn Central Woonsocket as well. We'll check those in a moment as Fagerhog gets both free throws. Kennedy Ochsner, Callie Hofer, Carol Wormstead, Cameron Ochsner, and Lynn Boucher on for the Blackhawks. And Cameron Ochsner on the right wing, lobs it into Boucher. Orth over to defend, pass across the baseline, is out off Himes' foot. She didn't kick it. It was a bounce pass. Just happened to hit her in the foot. 24-19, the Blackhawks by five with a minute to play in the half. Inbounds here for Sanborn Central Woonsocket to Boucher at the top of the key. Wormstead on the right wing, Heim out to defend. Right corner Hofer inside Boucher, blocked by Scheel, and Scheel will come down with the ball. Carissa Scheel double-teamed on the baseline, and a whistle will go against Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The foul's on Liz Boucher, so now she has two. 45 seconds to play in the half. It looks like Coach Baruth will make a change, bring in Mackenzie Schloss. Schloss going to replace Boucher, so no chance of collecting that third foul before the break. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Sanborn Central Woonsocket's lead was as large as 9. Right now a 5-point advantage. Washington Springs, so with the basketball. Gross top of the key, left wing. Scheel back to Alyssa near the center circle. Travels to the right side. Here's Scheel in the corner. Inside for Orth. Orth triple teamed and a whistle. And Orth will head to the free throw line with 27 and a half seconds in the first half. And we'll see who it's on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. It looks like Kennedy Ochsner. So that's her first. Free throws for Orth. First is up and in. Mariah Messmer on for Wessington Springs. Second free throw for Orth is off the heel. Kennedy Ochsner comes down with the rebound. The Spartans 5-6 from the line, a 4-point game. 20 seconds to go in the first half. 4-point Blackhawk lead and no shot clock here. Boucher backs it away near the center circle. One-on-one with Scheel, right wing for Wormstead. Wormstead looking to leave it off and does to Cam Ochsner. Cam lost her defender. Back outside to Wormstead. Kara settles for a long two. No good. Heim the rebound, and that'll do it for the first half of the girls' 281 Conference Championship matchup. Second-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading top-seeded Wessington Springs 24-20. We're back to the studios for 2 minutes and then a halftime show. 2 minutes on KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto and Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Mitchell and Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is, and welcome back to the Huron Arena. Halftime of the Girls 281 Conference Championship game. Second-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket out in front of Washington Springs, 24-20. Blackhawks jumped ahead early 3-2 on a three-point play from their star player, Liz Fauché. Fauché led all scorers in the first half of this one. Scored in both the first two quarters, knocked out a three, went 2 of 3 from the line. The Blackhawks, again, enjoyed that early lead. They stepped it up to 7 in the opening quarter, had it up to 9 in the second. Washington Springs able to charge back at the end of the frame, and Alyssa Gross 3. Rayleigh Fagerhog hit a basket and a couple of free throws, and Washington Springs back to within 4 at the break here, 24-20. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. So far today, we had a boys or girls seventh place game. That one went to Hitchcock Tulare's. They beat Sunshine Bible 49-24. Boys seventh place game, Iroquois Lake Preston wins it over Sunshine Bible 66-61 in overtime. The girls consolation title went to Wolsey Washington. They beat Highmore Herald 52-47 in overtime. The boys' consolation title went to Highmore Herald as they defeated Hitchcock Tulare 67-53. The girls' third-place game, James Valley Christian wins that 61-46 over Iroquois Lake Preston. The boys' third-place game won by Wolsey Westington 64-49 over JVC. Got your girls' championship here, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a four-point game at the break. And our boys' championship, same two teams, number one Westington Springs. However, in the boys, Sanborn Central Woonsocket is the 3 seed, and that is a full check of your scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Oh, and Bill Berry was just honored at halftime of the girls' championship game. Didn't recognize him. Bill back in the area there. 544 here, about five and a half to get going with the second half. We'll take a look at our first half numbers in just a moment. I will check the scoreboard, see if there's anything else going on, but of course, other than maybe Miller, we know the Huron Tigers aren't in action, so see if we got anything else to pass along. Right now we know 24-20, Blackhawks lead Washington Springs at halftime of the girls 281 conference championship game. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes with more halftime. 2 minutes on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 Tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seeds 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.